All right, we'll go ahead and get started.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence today. Lord, as we do reflect upon 9/11, the loss of many, many lives, but not only that, but the families that are left, God, we ask you to bring comfort and peace to them. We pray that we'll come together as a nation and not forget. God, we ask you to protect our nation, God. Put your hand over us. Lord, we want to lift up the people today in the Bahamas and the East Coast, God, as recovering from the storm. Lord, we ask you to protect our Gulf Coast and the rest of the coast, the rest of the hurricane year, and give us safety here. We thank you for your many blessings today, God. Be with our commissioners today, God, as they make wise decisions in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the East Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
So item one, discussion and possible action regarding North County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation recognizing the month of September as Suicide Prevention Month. We have someone here who wants to speak on that. There we go.
Hi, I'm Lane Fortenberry, the Public Relations and Marketing Administrator for Spindletop Center. I just wanted to thank the Orange County Commissioners for continuing their support and our services that we provide. Would you like me to read this, or
if you want to read it, you can read it. I don't have a problem with you reading it, or I'll read it.
I'll let you do it.
You had an opportunity.
I had an opportunity. Yes, I would like you to read it.
Yeah, you could have just told me, but
fumble. Okay, so do you want to talk about it first, and then I'll read the proclamation?
Cause yeah, that sounds good.
Except after there.
So a few things that we've been doing this month. It's a really important month, suicide prevention awareness. Yesterday we were at Lamar University with a booth with a few other really great organizations talking about suicide prevention to the students there, passing out information, giving them items, things like that, with our crisis hotline number, which is one of the more important things that we do at Spindletop, is our crisis department, which can be reached at 1-800-937-8097, which I know I speak really fast, but that information is all on our website and all of our social media pages. On September 18th, we're going to be back at Lamar doing another suicide prevention awareness event. We're going to have a skit. We're going to have speakers to where students can interact and talk to some of our workers about things. And then we'll also be passing out information as well as Mental Health America and a few other really great organizations. We're running PSAs about suicide prevention on the news channels. We've done a few news spots. We had a few articles come out about this. So it's just a really important month, and we're trying to do everything we can to get the word out that, you know, we're here to help. There's hotlines that you can call. There's a national hotline that you can call if you need to talk to someone. So just again, thank you to the Orange County for support.
So I'll go ahead and read it. Suicide Prevention Month 2019, whereas in the United States more than 40,000 people die by suicide every year, and whereas in our country suicide is the 10th leading cause of death, and whereas community organizations and resources are essential to continuing the fight against suicide and the loss of young lives, and whereas reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering from suicidal thoughts is important to maintaining the health and happiness of citizens, and whereas many of those people who died never received effective behavioral health services for many reasons, including the difficulty of accessing services by healthcare providers trained in the best practices to reduce suicide risk, the stigma of using behavioral health treatment, and the stigma associated with losing a loved one to suicide. And whereas public awareness of the warning signs and the networks available for at-risk individuals are essential to continue lowering the rates of suicide in the country. And whereas reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering from suicidal thoughts is important to maintaining the health and happiness of citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioner Court recognizes September 2019 as National Suicide Prevention Month and calls upon all citizens of Orange County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support suicide prevention efforts, signed this 11th day of September 2019. So I will take a motion to accept that.
Second.
I have a motion by one, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, and so we will sign that. So thank you for all that you do. Yes, I mean, you can actually be told while we're signing. If you want to have some discussion, we can certainly do that.
Just all the news and everything, we pick up the paper, a young person dies, and many times it's suicide. And we know people that have had children commit suicide. And when I was growing up, we had parents that committed suicide, but the kids didn't. And now it's the children. And I think we have become so we brush it off. If somebody says, you know they're depressed and stuff, well, come on, just, you know, get a life, start, you'll be okay tomorrow. So that's not necessarily what happens. That person is deep inside their hearts what's going on. And if we don't feel like we're capable of helping them, we need to go to somebody to get them help. Because sometimes it's just knowing that somebody cares and somebody's walking that walk with them. So I think we all need, as people, need to kind of, you know, step back and look at the situations.
I agree. It's an important service that y'all do, and we really appreciate it. And thank you for that. Thank you for the efforts in our community, as well as all other communities. But we surely appreciate it in Orange County.
Absolutely.
And we're going to sign this. We'll take a quick picture if you don't mind.
Sounds
and then
good.
If you don't mind, I need you to bring it to Janine right in my office and stuff, and then that way she can make you a copy.
Absolutely.
Of that. Thank you, sir.
Did y'all make me sign that?
There was a reason that you
might,
signed last.
That might be the process going forward, Teresa.
All right. There you go. So we get up here and get you that.
Yeah.
The front, hold that, and we'll be in. Good shit. That's perfect right there.
Oh, I'm behind you. I'm going to have to get this.
Slide my way, Tracy.
Slide your way.
There you go, right there.
Yeah, coming up. 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was straight behind his hand. It makes him.
You can't see you. They can't see you. You got to.
Okay. Item number 2, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows: $111,573 to Orange County Appraisal District from the General Fund, 001-111-54110 for the fourth quarter funding due September 2019. B, $74,517.40 to the Texas Association of Counties Health and Employees Benefits Pool from the General Fund, 001-101-51270 for Group Medical Dental Life and Retiree Insurance under the age of 65 years for September 2019. And
schedule of bills by fund and department. Fund 1, General Fund, $363,511.33. Fund 2, Road and Bridge, $54,054.62. Fund 3, Mosquito Control, $45,218.46. Adult Probation, $4,626.70. And Consolidated Accounts, $28,694.80 for a total of $496,105.91.
Move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed.
I second that.
Motion by one, a second by two. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item three, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, County Auditor's Office, from 001-111-5999, other, of $100 to 001-111-5467, bond premium of $100. Purpose, to provide funds for bond renewal for various departments. And then from 001-111-54110, appraisal contract of $112,931.02. 001-111-51210, Social Security of $14,397.39. 001-111-51110, regular salaries of $15,373. 001-111-51230, retirement of $30,607.47. And 001-111-53490, tax collection cost of $52,553.16.
Motion.
Have a motion by three.
Second.
Second by four. Any discussion?
Judge, may I ask you a question on that?
Yes, sir.
I see where it's all coming from. Where's it going to?
That was getting ready to be my question, too.
That's what I was going to be. That's why I'm looking at it.
Looks like after from appraisal contract, everything below that that's not in brackets should be two.
Should have been the two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to get clarification because I thought so too, but I wanted to make sure I was going to wait. So thank you, Sheriff, for picking up on that also. So we'll make the correction of that. I'll reread that. On the second item is from 001-111-54110, appraisal contract of $112,931.02 is the from. And then the two is the 001-111-51210, Social Security of $14,397.39. 001-111-5110, regular salaries, $15,373. 001-111-51230, retirement, $30,607.47. And last, 001-111-53490, tax collection cost of $52,553.16. Those are the twos.
Okay. I amend my motion to reflect that.
Right. Second. Motion amended.
Yeah, I can vote.
And seconded by four also on the amended motion. Any further discussion now?
No, that
explained
solved
it.
My problem.
Yeah, all of us. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed, motion passes. Item four, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of premium payment for liability insurance policy renewal for Orange County Airport and for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same policyholder disclosure form. Cost of a renewal coverage will be $5,719 per year with a 3-year policy agreement. That's from the airport. That is to renew our policy there. I think everybody saw the emails going, you know, back and forth with communication about that.
Anything to add, Missy?
Just that TRIA and the war, that's the terrorism and the war, we usually decline that. So if y'all see no reason, I see no reason in paying that premium every year.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, item five, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the airport from 001-111-5110, termination pay $5,498, to 001-101-52342, liability general $5,498, purpose, to provide funds to pay premiums for airport liability insurance renewal, referencing the item above.
Well, if we're referencing the item above, which was $5,719, and this is going to only be $5,498.
She's just adding money to that line item. She's already
okay.
Got some in
she's
there.
She's already got some.
She had some money in there. This was to cover the balance.
Yeah,
the auditors, yes.
Okay, thank you, because
There's $221.
We're short a little bit is what
short,
I was thinking.
Short a little bit.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item six, discussion and possible action regarding adopting the elected official salaries for the 2019-2020 fiscal year budget. Year per local government code 152.013. And those were the salaries that were posted. We had to post as the proposed salaries for all elected officials. So we have to vote now to actually put into the budget for next year, whichever way we decide to go.
Before we do, I know everybody's aware that I voted against, primarily because it included the Commissioner's Court. I fully understand of trying to keep all salaries in line. What I would like the court to consider is possibly a compromise. If maybe that we could incorporate the some citizen concern a little bit to where the 2%, which would keep everybody in line, would not be go in effect for the Commissioner's Court till after their seat has their next election.
I would entertain that motion.
I just have something to say about it. I have pondered over this a lot. And 2%'s not a lot, but when my roads in Precinct 2 and everybody else's need money so bad, and I'm thinking, I've only been here 9 months, and I'm going to take, it doesn't matter if it's 2% or what, but then I'm with Robert in what he said, I agree completely. I didn't want to stop other elected officials.
I agree.
From getting their 2%. But as far as the court, I agree that if we do it when you're elected, your next term or whatever, you get a raise, then, you know, I can go with that.
I would say that the Texas legislature puts the Commissioner's Court in an awkward position of having to vote for their own raises. Mm-hmm. They've done that. We haven't decided to do that.
I will.
And it always becomes an issue every time this comes up. But point is, we desperately need to keep our salaries in line so that we don't get into a situation where some crazy adjustment can be made. In your motion, Robert, I don't have a problem with. I think that kind of solves that issue and moves it to that point. And so I do like that motion. And that way the voters can elect whoever that next person is, and they know what that salary is going to be when they get in there.
Because you know what your salary is when you run for this.
Well, and like I said, it's a compromise. I couldn't vote for my own raise in good conscience. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but I'm just saying that this would give the citizens a voice. If you've done your job well when you come up for re-election, then they'll re-elect you. If not, then we keep the salaries in line, because whoever is elected would get
we'll
the 2%.
To that next salary.
I agree. Well, that's a good compromise.
And let me tell you, I spent last night, because look, this is heartburn for a lot of folks. I hate it. Of all the things that we get to decide or have to decide on this court, having to decide our own salaries is probably one of the worst things that we have to do. I mean, I just don't. I think it's a bad situation. I will tell you, I stayed up many, many hours over the last few nights. Last night, to be included, till probably wee hours of the morning, researching multiple ag opinions, AG opinions on cases where this thing has been challenged and stuff, trying to get it changed. I think I wish there was another way. I am certainly going to press our legislative group the next time to see if there's something we can do to get it changed to where it's not in our hands. I truly wish it wasn't in our hands. But if we don't continue at some way to do this, and I think that's a good compromise, Commissioner Viatora, also, that we keep it in line and we let the voters decide by having it, that we don't take it until our next election. For the court itself, the rest of the elected officials will receive theirs as necessary. But for the court itself, I think it is. It's a good compromise, because it's not a good place to sit here and have to make that decision. None of us want to make that decision. But if we don't make it, we end up where we were 3 years ago with elected official salaries being extremely out of line across the board, and also this court. So by doing that, at least it keeps the pay level there, and then we get it. I was going to, I think, do that anyway, and I'm sure I'll let Commissioner Rockford speak for himself, but I was not elected to this post at this point. I was appointed to it. And so with that being said, I know at this point I haven't earned that right yet either. And so I have no issues with that same motion. I think it's a really good compromise that helps keep the pay in line, and then the voters get to decide if we're in there or not, and then we'll accept that pay at that point. I know it's a heated deal. I mean, for the whole court, I think it's about somewhere between the neighborhood of $7,000 and $8,000, and in a $45 million budget, that's not a lot of money, but it's a lot of money. And so we want to make sure that we're doing it. Yeah, and we're wanting to do it fair, as best we can, fair. And I think that's a good compromise. So I'll actually let you, because you need to read it as a motion.
I'd like to make a motion.
But in your motion, you said yeah. For the other elected officials,
I will.
It starts on 10-1. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Because we have to clarify that.
I would like to make a motion that the 2% raise for the other elected officials other than the court starts effectively at the
October
1st. But for the court, the 2% be awarded, but no sitting commissioner is eligible to take the 2% until their position goes through the next election. Goes through their next election.
I'll second that.
Right. So a motion by 4. I have a second by 3. Any further discussion?
No.
And I have to do this one as a record vote.
Right.
And let me clarify some things. So anybody that's running next year will be 2020 and until they're eligible, mm-hmm. and then anybody that's not running next year will be their next election cycle.
Which was 2022.
Yeah. So basically, Teresa and my position will not.
Y'all will basically hold for the longest time.
For the longest time, which is fine.
Okay.
Are we good? Any other further discussion? All right. So I have a motion by 4, a second by 3. Commissioner 1.
Keith.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
Commissioner 4.
Because of the compromise, aye.
And judge votes yes. So that's a 5-0. Motion passes. Thank you.
I had decided to do this.
All right. Next item, discussion of possible action regarding authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force Fiscal Year 2020 Grant Renewal Interlocal Agreement. You should have all those documents in your paperwork. It's just a continuation of our grant program through the Auto Theft Task Force.
Second.
I have a motion by 1, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion passes. Item 8.
Don't you have to sign this in court?
Yeah, right, I'll sign it. And then, right, discussion and possible action regarding adjusting the days and hours of operation for the Orange County Veterans Office. New designated days and times will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mr. Hammer, would you?
My name is Mark Hammer. I work for Orange County Veterans Service Office. I'd like to change my hours from 9 to 6 to 8 to 5 to coincide with the county's time. And also, I'm receiving more people in the morning.
You are receiving.
And very, very few from 5 to 6, about 1 month. So it's better that I coincide with the county because most people know about the county's time is more for 8 to 5. And then it coincides with the new office I have out there.
Well, we changed those hours to better serve the veterans, and we thought you'd have more business between 5 and 6 than you would in the morning. Turns out we were wrong. And so if you're getting more visitors before you actually get there in the morning at 9, I think it only makes sense to adjust those hours back. So I would go ahead and make a motion. And
but we're going to keep the 5 days.
Yeah,
5 days.
I make a motion to move the hours to 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And I'll second that. Basically, it's worth a try anytime to accommodate the hours. You get more in the morning, and the numbers verify that. That's good.
And I know you've been getting there earlier and taking care of those people that are waiting on you, so we appreciate that very much.
I appreciate the service you do for our veterans. So thank
and
you.
It yes, seems thank like you. The number of your customers has picked up, though.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. All right, I have a motion by 1 and a second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, item 9, discussion and possible action regarding approving repairs and or replacement of the roof at Juvenile Probation 213 Market Street, Orange, Texas 77630. Funds are available in account 001-115-57550. Repairs, rentals, construction, etc. Mr. Guidry.
Judge, Commissioners, this is for the court to decide what construction company. I have no other opinion on either one other than the specifications which y'all were supplied with. One showing that they cover any damaged decking material, and the other one is an added cost. And I do know that we do have damaged decking on one corner of that roof. Don't know how much until they take the felt and the shingles off, but that's the only difference in the two quotes.
Well, looks like there's quite a bit of difference in the bids. Do we know anything about the reputation of these two companies?
The county has done work with both companies. We haven't had any major issues with either one.
Okay. Your best calculation, have you put any numbers to what you suspect to be damaged?
I don't, Commissioner. The roof on the north side facing the LRB dorm has some a considerable amount of dark area on the shingles, and we really don't know until
when you expose it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
So it's a
basically it's either 11.6 or 14.
It's a $3,186 difference on the two quotes, but there again, I don't know what damage, like Mike Barnett's company could go up there and say, well, it's only going to cost, you know, a couple of $100 to fix this, and or it could come up and say, hey, it might cost $3,000. I do not know.
Because how old is that building?
I think it's from the 70s. It used to be the Carpenter's local hall.
It's a roll of the dice. So we either gamble if there's not or gamble if there is.
Anything.
I don't know, Commissioner, other than once they take the belt off. I really don't know. I don't see that much wood damage other than, of course, the cost of labor. You get more into that. But I would anticipate by looking at drone pictures and all that, there's maybe two sheets of plywood. Hopefully no rafters or fascia boards are all rotted out. I don't know until we start removing it.
I think $3,000 gives us quite a bit of room to replace some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I would make a motion. I think I feel like Barnett would be the better way to go. It's $3,000 savings, and it's a gamble either way we go.
Roll the dice. And
yeah.
But,
yeah.
But the 14.8 is covering all that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the 11.6 is not.
So we have to guess or gamble that there's not more than $3,000 extra that they're going to find it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do you feel good about that, Kirk?
As far as keeping the cost down, I could furnish the materials out of my buildings and ground budget for if they came up and said that they needed materials for decking, I could do that, but I don't know if that constitute any kind of errors here. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and if we used in the past, have we used these two contractors?
Yes, we have.
One or both?
Both of them we've had.
So your history with either one of them, I mean, you deal with them. So
both good?
Yeah.
Okay.
For this type of work, yes.
Well, couldn't you use the money out of the construction account also if that comes up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. I'll second Johnny's motion.
All right. Johnny, would you read your motion again, please, sir?
I move that we go ahead and select Barnett, Mike Barnett Construction at the provided bid of $11,618 to do the work with the building.
Right.
Juvenile probation.
I'll second that.
I think I had a second.
So you've already got a second.
I had a second by four. All right. I have a motion by one, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
And I will say I hate that we have bids that aren't really comparable like that, but it's what we got, so we work with it, you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the interlocal contract between Orange County and the Texas Department of Information Resources in order to obtain the required election security assessment. All costs for the assessment will be paid by the Secretary of State through the use of HAVA HAVA funds. Ms. Barrett, there you are.
This is in a local agreement to be signed by the judge. This is just so we can they can go ahead and move forward with the cybersecurity assessment for our, all of our computers and our programs and all this kind of stuff.
And again, at no cost to the county.
At no cost. It's all paid by the state.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by three, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Discussion and possible action regarding restructuring the AgriLife Extension departmental staff position from a part-time 4-H program assistant to a full-time 4-H program assistant in any one position and to describe the structure of the AgriLife office staff. Ms. Fallon Foster.
How y'all doing this morning?
How are you?
I hope that I effectively explained. I know that y'all had some discussion last time about car allowance and cell phone. I apologize I wasn't here. I had a class that day, and I didn't realize we were on the agenda. But just to give you some background, then maybe it can kind of help y'all. In other words, not reconstructing the AgriLife office, but maybe the position. So, for instance, you know, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension is throughout Texas, through counties. And, you know, each department or each county is made up differently. Well, for us, our position is three different positions or disciplines because we're all considered county extension agents, not agriculture agents. So, for instance, my position, I am the family and community health agent. You have a 4-H agent, and then you have an agriculture and natural resources agent. So we all hold three different disciplines. So, I say, was it right after Hurricane, right before Hurricane Harvey, we actually had three of our disciplines filled. So Christina Ritter was our 4-H agent, and then Ashley Krebs was actually our Ag and Natural Resources agent at the time. So with that being said, once they left, we were only, it was me, solo. So I've been kind of holding the fort down for each of the positions. So, we did hire an ag agent. We still didn't have a 4-H position available. So, when the, you know, Heston came in for 10 months and he's left. Well, what I want to make sure is that we're not reconstruction. We still need an ag agent. But when it comes to the 4-H position, like I was kind of explaining to y'all last time, they, on the Texas A&M AgriLife side, they're not coming in with that position. So we asked the county to at least hire for a part-time 4-H person. And so this year I came back and I asked if she could be full-time because they still are not coming in their part. And we need somebody for the 4-H position. With that being said, her being a county employee, it's structured a little bit different. So I really, the car allowance and cell phone allowance is no.
And I appreciate you coming and clarifying that up because our understanding was it was going to be a full agent, and so that's why we allocated that money for those two, in which we ended up not doing the car allowance. We did the mileage. But the cell phone was the deal at issue, and so being that, we wanted to make sure that we didn't apply that to that event. But we had to do it in court since we approved it in court. We have to take it away in court. And that's basically to the phone allowance is what we're primarily discussing here.
Right. And so, and just saying that it's a 4-H, it's a program assistant. So it's different than an agent.
Than an agent. And so there's the no need for the cell phone and the car allowance piece. So that's really what this was about, so we could clarify it for our budgetary purposes. So
Fallon, how many people do you have? I guess it's new students in 4-H.
Right now in 4-H, because 4-H year is just starting back up, I don't have an accurate count of how many people are enrolled. Mm-hmm. But before, we had about 90, 95 youth in the program.
Teresa, I don't know if they've changed since you've been on court, but
they haven't.
About once a year, you bring in some of the kids that are part of the program. And I got to tell you, the ones you bring here are quite impressive. Their ability to speak at that age is pretty impressive. So, and I want to say thank you to you because You were short-staffed, and you carried on. You kept taking care of all the programs, and I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
I agree with Johnny. I was not here, but I've dealt with 4-H students, mm-hmm. and they have a good mindset, a good work ethic.
I can say that Franny has been doing a good job. I feel like we're going to get even more. I think it's going to grow to be even more. We're already getting more interest than we've ever had.
I think she's definitely the right person for that job. Yeah, she'll do a great job.
I'll make a motion that we remove the phone allowance from the 4-H program assistant.
Phone and car allowance, and we go ahead and approve it at the NE1. Is that what you're doing, right?
Yes. That we're just, we already approved the position. We didn't put the car allowance. I'm removing the phone allowance from the position because we approved the phone allowance originally.
So we need to
go with a whole new motion or just amend like that?
It probably wouldn't help to just, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to go ahead and just remotion it fully, and that way we're clear if somebody goes back and reads it down.
So we approved.
We still have the last motion that was made in place?
Yes, so he has
position.
To.
So he has to.
Reaffirm, you want to say reaffirm that position without?
A restate.
There you go.
Reaffirm the 4-H program assistant. Any one position without a car allowance or a phone allowance.
I'll second that.
Okay. Got a motion by 4, a second by 1. Any further discussion now?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion passed. Thank you, Fallon. I appreciate
you,
that. That helps.
We appreciate you too.
All right. Thank
you. Wanted to make sure we were on the right track of making sure we were doing this correctly. So thank you. Item 12. Open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And I also like to add on this is we cannot comment back to the 3-minute period. Anyone that discusses during that, we can't comment back to that. So apparently,
well, I don't need a comment.
Apparently, Ms. Lori has something to say.
My name is Lori Ardway, and I'm standing up here as the public information officer of the county. We've been notified by many citizens that they're receiving letters from FEMA about their personal information may have been compromised. Emergency management has contacted FEMA, and those letters are true, and they are really from FEMA. So we just want to notify the citizens that we have verified that those letters are true, and it was FEMA's fault that their personal information was compromised. And in the letter, it states that they are offering 18 months of credit monitoring for those individuals that have been compromised. But that citizen will have to contact the number in their letter to get that. They don't automatically get enrolled in that. So we just want to make that announcement. So if you know citizens or friends, and the media would make sure they put that out, that these letters are real, they are from FEMA, and only the citizens that have been compromised will be receiving those letters.
Since the media is here, do you have a number on that piece of paper that you maybe give the media?
Well, I don't know that I can give that out because this was a personal letter from a county employee, and I don't want to do that.
I'll do that.
County employee.
I'll do it.
So just FYI. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that information. Since I'm not going to respond to that as a response, but that was something that we did have to check. It took us a couple of days to get clarification from FEMA on that. We got that this morning, and that's why we're putting that information out today. So thank you. Yes, sir.
Carl LeBlanc. We received one of those letters. I'm glad you didn't give that number out because I think it's just for the people who receive numbers.
Yeah.
I want to thank the commissioners and the judge that showed up for the Bailey Road cleanup last Saturday. Had a good turnout, but we could have had more turnout. It was hot at times, and sometimes we had a breeze blowing, but it looks good. I'm going to ride down there the day when I leave and on the way home and see if it's staying clean. But we're probably not going to get stay clean. And according to your comment about the state making y'all vote on y'all's own, the state also allows on local code 152.052 that y'all can take a reduction in y'all's salary individually or not receive a salary. And the code tells you how to do that. Well, thank y'all very much.
You're welcome. All right. Anybody else? All right. If we have no further comments, then
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, today I woke up and
That's a good thing.
9/11 hit me a little harder today than I think it has in the past for some reason. I don't know why. It's always a solemn day, but today, it impacted me a little bit different. And I guess some of those memories started coming back. I can remember where I was. I can remember getting to a TV just as the second one hit, and I remember all that just like it was yesterday. And then I read something today, and it hit me again that the kids 22 and younger don't have any recollection of any of that, maybe even older. You know, it's the kids in their mid-20s just don't have much recollection of that. And so it just drives home the point that the people have different viewpoints. But it hit me pretty hard today, and a prayer for those families that were lost. And the firefighters from New York are still having issues, and so those families still need prayers as we move forward. And like I said, it just, for whatever reason today, it just hit me a little harder than it has in the past. So I just want to make a comment about that today.
I just want to say that, and I was going to say that before Carl got up, and thank you, Carl, for being there. There was a pretty good group of people that showed up to do the Bailey Road, and it's amazing. We had a big trailer full of garbage that we were able to get off of that place, and we're going to move forward. I've been having a couple of conversations with the judge and some other folks. Sabrina, thank her for helping put this together. And the two guys out there, Tyson Dillo and Corey Mitchell, they kind of started the thing and got the group together. Appreciate them very much, and the group and the kids and everyone that showed up to do that. It's amazing that you go down this road, and it's really one of the most hidden, nice places around Orange County that you can bring your family and children and kids to and enjoy the day out there. I'm going to personally try to work on getting some more things done out there that would enhance that area, because it's probably one of the biggest areas we could enhance out there. But in talking about the cleanup, it's amazing that people just throw trash out like that, mm-hmm. or leave trash, or just bring it out there and drop it off. They're not even out there abusing the facilities. But it's also amazing that as we were cleaning up, some of us were going down the road, some of us were hanging around and coming behind the ones going down the road, but it seemed like it didn't matter how many times you went down this road, you could still pick up a whole bag full of garbage after everybody's already been down the road. So if anyone ever used that facility, I would encourage you, if you have a chance, just to look around and pick up a couple of things if you're out there. And we're going to continue to try to make that place a lot better. And again, I want to thank everyone that was involved, and we'll try to do another one in the future.
And I'll just kind of add on that a little bit. It is. It was very hot. There was a lot of water consumed because of it. We did half the road. We still have the other section of the road to be done. I think they're going to try to schedule that in the future to finish that other half of the road. But we did the main straightaway. That is a beautiful place that we have in our community. It gets anybody that's ever been down there. If you have a chance to go, you'll be surprised how many people use that area. And it's one of our part of our parks. We do have some plans in place for different things that we're going to do out there, including a couple more of the little board walks for the fishing piers, and then a long fishing pier that we're applying for some grant money from. We had a conversation just a couple of days ago about that with a group that we're looking to help getting some funding on that. But also, Kurt, I'd like to, and I know he said, Kurt, is it we can, I'd like to have a discussion after if he hasn't already done it, but I think if we could get a sign at the beginning of that road when you go in that this is a Orange County Parks, please do not litter, something along those lines. We can work on the language, but we could put it front, maybe just help highlight people that this is an important part of our community. And I know in Kirk's got some other things, but I'd like to see if we could figure out some way to do that. And maybe that'll help us in the future with not as much of it being out there. Funny story to this, though, is there is a group of people, there's about three or four of them, that go out there and feed cats because there's a lot of cats out there and they get dumped and stuff. And so there's some individuals that go out there and do that. And they had called us and told us that, hey, don't pick up the little cat houses, the little dog houses that they do that they've had kind of tucked in the woods. And we didn't mess with any of those. But we kept coming up with these metal pans, about this big. And I kept saying, man, people must be coming out here. It was like you'd have your turkey in. Well, we picked them all up because we thought, well, it's trash. And we couldn't figure it out, but they were like scattered periodically. If we'd have just thought about it a little harder, we'd have figured it out. That was their feeding bowls. And so we've discussed it with that about the next time we do that, that we'll now know what those are because we picked them all up. So, you know, and cleaned them all out. But that's but you know, so, again, like I said, there's people that care about this community. And to have that, we did have every age group. We had young kids out there all the way to us old folks. So, again, thanks everybody for putting that on. And that's it. Any other?
Carl, do you have something else?
I was just going to thank the county for cutting grass before we went after
the sure.
Yeah, that was a big help. If there's no other further comments, then we'll move to item number 13, closed meeting pursuant to section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code, deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County and with which the County Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such a business prospect. Under Section 551087 of the Act regarding any confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects, Ms. Hill. Where'd she go? Oh, she's hiding behind him.
She's hiding behind Mark.
you're up. And who do you need to stay? So it would be you and Robbie?
Yeah, Robbie can stay.
All right. And is this, Jessica, do we do this with or without recording? Without recording is typically on the economic development stuff because this is just a proposal?
I think they usually are.
They are?
Usually.
Okay. With recording.
You got it.
We are back in at 11.
Six, so you can't count.
We're back in at 11:10. All right, and
okay, I'll make a motion to authorize the judge or the judge pro tem to sign a non-binding letter of intent for Project G.
Second.
I have a motion by 3 and a second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 15, discussion of possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
Second.
I have everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody got that.
Motion.
Do we have a project?
Motion second. Project. Yeah. All in favor? To adjourn.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. There you go. Thank y'all.